juice. Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: government slams PF for politicizing former President Lungu's death. President Hichilema commissions 11.9 million euros Kazungula water supply and sanitation project. And then international news: police around home of presidential hopeful in Cameroon.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says it is regrettable that the death of the former President Edgar Lungu is being politicized for political gain by the Patriotic Front. Speaking at a press briefing in Mombasa, Kenya, Mr. Mwitwa said it is disappointing for the PF leadership to use Mr. Lungu's passing for political advantage, considering he was both the country's former president and the leader of the PF. He has emphasized that the former president's death should not be used to create divisions among the people of Zambia, urging that Mr. Lungu be mourned peacefully and honored for his contributions to the nation. Mr. Mwitwa has also condemned the alarming claims that the former president may have been poisoned, warning that such assertions could disturb national peace and harm diplomatic relations with South Africa, where he passed away.
It is sad that at a moment like this, national mourning, that unfortunately we are dealing with a leadership in the Patriotic Front which cannot be trusted, and they have opted to use this moment of sorrow as a political opportune moment to create political relevance and political mileage. This, we believe, should not have been the case. The family of the late president are grieving. The least we can do is turn his funeral into a political playground for name calling. We believe that that is extremely unnecessary.
Meanwhile, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, has urged the public to desist from publishing statements or producing videos that could divide the nation as the country mourns the former Republican President Edgar Lungu. Addressing the media in Lusaka, Mr. Mwimbu has emphasized the need for unity and respect as the country mourns the passing of the former head of state and awaits the arrival of his body.
I would like to appeal to you to advise members of the public and ourselves to desist from publishing statements, videos that are intended to divide the nation. For the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, the death of Mr. Lung is a highly personal loss. Personally, I've lost a fellow lawyer. During this period of national mourning, we must mourn together as one people, riding above political affiliation or conviction, in order to honor the memory of a man who once held the highest office in our nation.
Police in Serenge District have arrested 110 suspects in connection with a violent riot that erupted at Mukando turnoff earlier today. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga said the unrest began around 07 hours, prompting a swift response from the police. He said upon arrival, police found an aggressive mob that began throwing stones at officers and vehicles, causing damage to two police cars. Mr. Hamonga said the rioters then moved on to the district commissioner's office, where they vandalized furniture, computers and records before targeting the local National Assembly office. He said several police officers sustained minor injuries and a Dangote truck carrying 600 bags of cement was looted during the chaos. Mr. Hamonga said reinforcements from neighboring police units Zambia Correctional Service and Zambia National Service were deployed to control the situation.
Upon arrival, officers found a mob of unruly individuals who became increasingly aggressive. Despite efforts by officers to calm the situation, the rioters intensified the actions by pelting stones at the officers and the police vehicles, resulting in damage to the front screens of both vehicles. The violent mob then proceeded to the district commissioner's office, where they caused excessive damage by destroying office furniture, computers, inventory records, and windows. The rioters also targeted the National Assembly office for the area's member of parliament, vandalizing property in the process. Tragically, several police officers sustained minor injuries during the occurrence.
President Hakainde Hichilema has officially commissioned the Kazungula Water Supply and Basic Sanitation Project, valued at approximately 11.9 million euros. The head of state has described the initiative as a transformative step in Zambia's journey towards achieving universal access to clean, safe water and adequate sanitation for all citizens. Speaking during the commissioning of the project, President Hichilema has emphasized that Kazungula District holds a unique and strategic position, not only for Zambia, but also for the entire Southern African region. And Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, has revealed that the implementation of this vital project began in December 2022 under the leadership of the Southern Water and Sanitation Company, with the Development Bank of Southern Africa acting as the implementing agent. Meanwhile, Chief Sekute has commended President Hichilema, stating that the Kazungula Water Supply and Sanitation Project is a clear and tangible reflection of the President's commitment to inclusive development and social equity. Copperbelt Province Chief Pharmacist Diana Nambozi says the province has seen a significant improvement in healthcare service delivery owing to the improved availability of essential medicines in facilities on the Copperbelt. Ms. Nambozi explains that the province is sitting at over 90% availability of essential medicines at primary healthcare level and above 80% at level 1 and other hospitals. She has attributed the improvement to the consistent delivery of essential health commodities by the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency.
With these commodities, we are able to manage these facilities without disruption in service delivery. And the good news is that we have a regional hub. That hub is working effortlessly and working closely with the province to ensure timely distribution of commodities. So when facilities run low in terms of commodities, the hub is coming in to replenish these commodities. As a result, the province has been stable for the past few months, and I can say from 2023 to date. So for now, as a province, we have adequate stocks.
And the Njelemani Rural Health Post facility in charge, Mukamba Lutungu, has explained that the rural health post is sitting above 95% for essential medicines and ARVs, thereby making it easy for them to attend to the patients.
So we are very much well equipped in terms with ARVs and even essential drugs. So we do not have a very big gap in terms of supply of these commodities, because ZAMSA supplies these commodities directly to this facility. But there are times when we're in need of certain commodities, so before ZAMSA does the supply, we also call a district health office just to find out if they have those commodities, and then if they do have, we normally order from the district, and then the district normally brings those commodities to the facility as we're waiting for the big supply from ZAMSA.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has expressed concern about the long-term impact of Zambia's current maize marketing system, warning that the government may struggle to maintain national food security if key issues remain unresolved. Mr. Sinkamba has highlighted that the Food Reserve Agency is facing growing competition from private millers who are buying maize directly from farmers, often ahead of the FRA. He has explained that in the long run, this trend could leave the government with insufficient maize reserves to guarantee food security, as private millers' quicker purchases reduce the volume available for national stockpiling and emergency response.